Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. We welcome you to the Taylor Nation family. We are so happy you're joining us on Facebook or via YouTube Live. We are live streaming from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Taylor Tabernacle, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. We're so happy that you decided to join us this morning. We want to give God some glory and praise this morning because it is due Him. Let's shake off the week's events. Let's shake off whatever bad news we had this week. Let's shake off whatever we had going on this morning before we got here, because the devil is busy and he wants to stop God's praise. He wants to stop us from giving God the glory that he is due. He wants to stop us from meeting the Lord here this morning. Amen. Amen. I invite you, I implore you, just for a minute, just give God some glory where you are, in your bed, in the sanctuary, in overflow, in your kitchen. I just want you to raise your voice and say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, I bless your holy name this morning, Lord. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I thank you this morning, Lord, because you saw fit to let me rise again. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I'm not going to belabor this morning because we are headed to Open Door following morning service to share in their anniversary celebration with our pastor, who is the morning speaker. So let's go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you and we give you glory this morning, Lord, that you saw fit to help us to rise this morning, Lord. We know, Lord, that you love us. We know, Lord, that you hold us in the palm of your hand, Lord, this morning. And we thank you. We thank you that you've seen us through the events of the week, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that times we could have been gone. You said, no, it will not be so. They are my children in the name of Jesus. We bless you this morning, Lord. We thank you that the doctor's report was bad, Lord. Oh, but you turned it around, Lord, and it was good. Hallelujah. It was good, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for healing this morning, Lord. We give you glory for what you are yet to do in our lives this morning, Lord. And we just thank you this morning, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to let the train of your robe fill this temple this morning, Lord. And every house of worship that is open this morning in your holy name, Lord. Stop by and visit each and every place, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that you are. We thank you for all that you are in our lives, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. In Jesus' mighty, his mighty and holy name, we say, amen, amen. Hey, this morning our scripture is going to be found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 through 11. We'll ask everyone to please stand to their feet, whether you're at home or here in the sanctuary or overflow is our custom to honor God's word. Once again, that's 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 through 11. Amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy, holy word this morning. This morning, Taylor, we have a treat. This morning, our own Reverend John Cureton is going to bring us the word this morning. And we are so excited because he always has a wonderful, wonderful word for us this morning. And we're looking forward to a mighty move of God in this house. Yes? Amen. Amen. Everyone, your right hand towards the altar, please. God bless. Reverend Cureton. God bless. Reverend Cureton.
Amen. We praise the Lord in his house today. Amen. 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 And Sister Barbara, I was coming in slow today. I was going to ask people to give me some time. Amen. Was coming in on a slow boat. Sister Barbara, she started off saying, hey, we have somewhere else to go. Amen. Amen. But let's see what the Lord might have to say to us on this morning. If you would, while you're standing, join me in the 40th Psalm. Amen. Where we will hear from our brother David. Amen. Our role model, who shows us how to react to diversity, trials, and tribulation. Amen. This verse, when you get there in some versions, I'm in the English Standard Version. It may have a title in here it says, my help and my deliverer. And as I begin to read, it says, I waited patiently, this is David, for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, your version may say the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. On my own, I was a little uneasy, but God came in and made my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Verse 10, it says, I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities, my sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. But verse 16 says, may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh, do not delay, oh my God. Glory to his name. Amen. If we would go to another verse, amen, and maybe skip to the New Testament. There's verse in John, the 3rd chapter, in the 18th verse. It says something a little bit differently. It says, whosoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so I said we're going to take a slow boat this morning, and I was pondering this, and God put this on my heart, so I'll speak from the subject today. What is the cost of not receiving the free gift of salvation? Amen? What is the cost of not receiving the free gift of salvation? Come on, let us pray. Oh, merciful God, oh, how great is thy mercy towards us, and how available art thou to the call of a repentant heart. Father, we humbly stand before you, desperately in need of hope that only you can provide. God, use our time together to speak your love into our hearts. Turn cold places warm and bring comfort where there is lack. Help us, Lord, with the decisions we must make today. Send thy Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the sanctuary. I tell you, in this 40th Psalm, we find King David testifying to a Lord who heard his cry in the midst of difficult circumstances. Amen. And as we look back at this past 18 months, it's as if the whole world has entered into David's house, right into David's miry clay. Amen. I mean, think about it. Just over a year ago, COVID-19 is rampant. Cases, hospitalizations, related deaths, they were increasing on a daily basis. Globally, all of humankind in every nation, every people, every family were facing a dire situation. You could call it again a horrible pit, a miry clay. Amen. And all of this despair prompted a global reaction to a global problem. Nations began working together. All of the world's top scientific resources began giving full attention to delivering a solution. The promise of a vaccine was broadcast on every media outlet, and we looked anxiously to see what would be delivered. Amen. That was about a year ago. Amen. We were anxious for that vaccine, anxious for what the world was working on, came together in unity to solve this problem. And roughly 8 months ago, we witnessed the arrival of several vaccines. And then continents, nations, states, and cities organized the deployment plans and authorized civic resources to get with a goal of getting shots in the arms of every citizen. Amen. And here we stand today. We're 8 months later, and many have received their shot. I believe they say 58% in our nation here in the U.S. But while many have received their shot, many remained unvaccinated due to a variety of reasons. Listen, it surprised me, but it didn't necessarily surprise those who were working on the problem, those scientific resources. I'll read you a recap from an article. Now, I got to go slow. It's a recap. It was published by the authors Shingai Machingadze and Charles Shay Wilsonje of the EDCTP office, Cape Town, South Africa. Amen. Some of this you may know yourself. It says as of June 2021, there had been more than 181 million reported infections with SARS-CoV-2 and nearly 4 million reported deaths from COVID-19. In May 2020, the 73rd World Health Assembly issued a resolution recognizing the role of extensive immunization as a global public health goal for preventing, containing, and stopping the transmission of SARS-CoV-2. Amen. And so globally, it says there are now more than 125 vaccine candidates, 365 vaccine trials ongoing, and 18 vaccines against COVID-19 that have been approved by at least one country. Amen. So it's available. That's roughly, again, 18 vaccines globally. And here in the U.S., we're more familiar with the three that are available to us. Amen. Now, many of us celebrated the arrival of this vaccine, and we took full advantage of its availability. And if you were thankful for your vaccine shot, you may not understand those who have yet not done so. However, again, the journal writers were not surprised, and in their article, we read a little further, they say this: the reluctance of people to receive safe and recommended available vaccines, known as vaccine hesitancy, was already a growing concern before the COVID-19 pandemic. A framework developed from research done in high-income countries called the 5C model of the drivers of vaccine hesitancy provides the five main individual person-level determinants for vaccine hesitancy. So these are five reasons: confidence, complacency, convenience, and in some cases, constraints, risk calculation, and collective responsibility. Promoting the uptake of vaccines, particularly those against COVID-19, will require understanding whether people are willing to be vaccinated, the reasons why they are willing or unwilling to do so, and the most trusted resources of information in their decision making. Amen. So that's enough of the article. I'll tell you again, some of us, we look at the past 18 months. Amen. We look at the shutdowns of work, just causing loss of jobs. We look at online learning that was causing loss of academics. We found homes and living situations in jeopardy. And beyond all of that, all of the family members that have been lost over this period of time due to COVID-19 and related, and we look at our own experience, and for some of us, it wasn't a hard decision to get the shot. Amen. It wasn't a hard decision after the president took his shot. And then later when our new vice president took her shot. Amen. Amen. And then the doctors and the medical community were the first to take their shots. Amen. So for many of us, the only decision we had or the only thought process that was going on is, when would the shot be made available in my neighborhood? Amen. But the researchers already knew there would be hesitancy, and they had five categories for personal decision making regarding vaccine resistance: confidence, complacency or constraint, risk calculation, and collective responsibility. Glory to God. So I began to think about all of this, and then I started to think, what does God think about all of this? Amen. This is why I said I had to slow down. I started to think about, what was the conversation like in heaven? What does God think about our hesitancy when a path for healing has been made? But listen, for God, this also was no mystery. Right. See, while COVID-19 may have taken the world by storm over the past 18 to 20 months, God was not surprised nor startled. Right. In fact, God has sustained us in pandemics throughout all of history, right, and has delivered humankind through all of them. Right. Amen. Just ask King David. Now, there was guidance in the Bible for the plague and leprosy and other ailments. If you remember, about a year ago when we were coming back in the sanctuary, Deacon Abrams gave us a mini sermon. Amen. He had to buy some time, but he talked about God's plan for quarantine. Amen. Available right there. Guidance, wisdom in the face of a pandemic right there in our Bible. Amen. And he had other methods, especially that of prayer. The humble cry of families and individuals like King David seeking the ear of our Creator. Amen. And I wondered about God and the pandemic, and I inquired on his thoughts on COVID-19, but God responded a different way. God responded about a pandemic that's been around longer than any of the others. Think about this. For God, the most painful and the most detrimental plague was the entrance of the pandemic of sin into the world. The virus of sin, which entered the soul of humankind through the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye. This pandemic has torn his family relationship with us and has spread from the Garden of Eden to the Rose Garden of the current day White House. And there was no need for God to consult with the leaders of every nation for a solution. There was no need for him to call on the CDC and the World Health Organization. There was nothing a man could offer of his own to repay for the damage that was done. We are at fault in the sight of God. We disrupted our relationship with him, and it was within his right to quarantine us from his presence. Amen. For the rest. Yes. Of eternity. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. And David said in Psalm 40, verse 11, he says, as for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. God's love spoke in a situation where we could do nothing and has offered reconciliation through his son, Jesus Christ. And while many have accepted God's free gift, there are also many with reluctance to receive. The salvation of the Lord is here, but some are reluctant. And so perhaps the 5C model is also driving their hesitancy. Confidence, they're not confident in the scriptures. Complacency, they're not motivated to act in faith. Convenience or constraints, they're not positioned toward Father God. Risk calculation, they're not sure about God's benefits. Collective responsibility, they're not concerned about others. And for all of these positions, the question we must face today is this: what is the cost of not accepting the free gift of salvation? The 5C model for vaccine hesitancy may still be under research, but when we apply it to the pandemic of sin, what is the cost of not hearing and not receiving the Word of God? Let's review it. Let's see. Some are not confident in the Scripture. But to these I say that the Bible wasn't written overnight. God's introduction of himself to humankind took over 40 authors who wrote the Bible over a period of 1,500 years. There are 66 books, 1,189 chapters, and 31,173 verses that all agree to the same truth. 2 Peter 1:20 says, knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Deacon Todd, 2 Timothy 3 and 16 says all scripture is God-breathed. God's word has been studied and proven by those of great minds and those of great faith. Testimony after testimony speak to its truth and to the power it has to save. Let me say in James 1 and 21, he reminds us, he says, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, he says, and receive with meekness, with humbleness, the implanted word which is able to save our souls. For some, their hesitancy to accept God's salvation may be of complacency. That's not taking it serious enough or putting it off to some other time. Jesus teaches about this in a hard saying in a parable. He teaches about complacency. In Luke 16 and 27, here a man's fate has already led him to the torment of hell. And he says, I beg you, Father, to send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Send him so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. They have the word of God. And he said, no, but Father Abraham, if someone goes to them from the dead, then they will repent. He said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone even should rise from the dead. Amen. Jesus, in this parable, it was a hard saying. I'll tell you, I prefer the words of the prophet Isaiah. Don't put off salvation in your complacency, but rather Isaiah 55 and 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. But he says, let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Before you end up in the situation in Jesus' parable, seek the Lord and find abundant pardon from Father God. Amen. God's love and blessing is available to us now. Salvation is only from the Lord. There may be a reluctant group where it seems that salvation is not convenient. Amen. Come on, how? I looked at this. I said, how can this be in the year 2021?
Right.
How much more convenient can the word of the Lord be?
Amen.
Houses of worship on every corner. Morning, midday, and evening services every Sunday. A Bible study or life group available on every day of the week. Television, radio, satellite, streaming on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Instagram, even some on Periscope and Twitch. Amen. Citywide, nationwide, and globally available. Listen, there are almost 50 versions of the Bible, and it's available in at least 704 languages. The Bible is available in print, ebook, and mobile app. Countless daily devotions are sent by email and text every hour of the day. Amen. Amen. The Bible is more convenient today than it ever has been before. Amen. And it's all thanks to the faithfulness of the early church who took the instruction of Jesus very seriously. They sacrificed when he said, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so what I see here in this convenience, I see that the church has done a great job, an awesome job, making the gospel message convenient to all. But what we must now do as the church, as believers, is to receive all that will come, listen, even if it is not convenient to us. Amen. The church must receive all that will come. Amen. 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 So we're looking at these five C's, and still another may be hesitant to receive salvations for reasons of calculated risk. Maybe they're still doing their research. Maybe they're seeking and they just are trying to calculate which way to go. You know, by the end of Jesus's ministry, as he was nearing the end, he began to, instead of speaking in parables, just to speak more clearly. We find him at a time where even Philip and the other disciples were calculating risk, calculating their belief. And in John 14 and 6, he says to them clearly, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus removes the risk. Later in verse 19, he says, yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. Jesus removes the risk. Amen. But also, as for the calculated risk of unbelief, we find Jesus speaking in John 3, and 18, and he says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Jesus, when we listen, speaks clearly. Amen. Finally, in this 5C model is the area of collective responsibility. I remember last year about this time, and you may have had a similar conversation. I'm in my doctor's office, and you may have had a similar conversation. And we're talking about this virus. We're talking about what's to come. And I remember him giving me encouragement not to be a spreader of the virus. And he pointed to our collective responsibility one to another. Amen. The Bible has examples regarding our collective responsibility, our link one to another, the desire of God to bless us congregationally, an offering of salvation to a collective people, and the importance of all of our gifts to the benefit of the entire body. Listen, when you make a decision to follow Jesus Christ, there are benefits that extend outward to all that are in your house, all who are in your circle of influence, all who are in your community. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is in it's the early church, and it's in Acts, the second chapter, and it's the 42nd to the 47th verse. And in the 46th verse, he says this. He says, they were continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and they're breaking bread from house to house. Everybody's getting blessed. And they ate their food with gladness. Joy was in their hearts. Simplicity was in their hearts. It says they were praising God and having favor with all the people. Amen. It wasn't just one getting blessed. Amen. But it says here in this environment, it says this is what God was doing. It says the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. Amen. Congregational blessing. Daily Glory to God. Later in Acts 5 and 15, it speaks of the healing faith of the disciples. It says they brought the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Amen. Just in the midst. Glory to God. Some of them just nearby. Acts 16 and 31, we find families being brought together through salvation. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in their house. Amen. Amen. Because you step forward in faith, someone connected to you may come to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ. What you decide today matters. Amen? What is the cost of not accepting the free gift of salvation? Amen? David implores us not to forget all of the Lord's benefits. He says, God is the one who forgives all of our iniquity, all of our sins. God is the one who heals all of our diseases. God redeems us from the pit. He crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. God satisfies us with good so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Listen, as I close, I want you to consider this. God's new agreement with the believer is this. Romans 10, 9 and 10. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that the Lord, that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with your heart one believes and is justified, and with your mouth you confess and are saved. Jesus speaks in certainty. He says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Every believer exercises faith when they make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. And so I ask you today, if you have not made that decision, I'm asking you, will you make it today? Will you move past whatever hesitancy that you may have and make a decision in faith to follow Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. Come on, as we stand. If you would like to make that decision today, you can pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I know that I am not in right relationship with you. I am not exempt from the pandemic of sin, and I need deliverance that only you can provide. Jesus, I receive the covering of grace right now to call on your name. Right now, I'm believing in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that you came because you love me, and that your earthly ministry, your shed blood, your death, and your resurrection fully provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. I praise you and I love you. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Amen. Come on, if you accepted this call to salvation today, amen, receive it in faith and know that it is done. The Holy Spirit is coming to you now. Amen. And as you move closer to God, He is in return moving closer to you. Amen. This journey, my brother, my sister, this journey is not meant to be alone. But if you're listening today, call us at 215-748-4578. Amen. Call us at that number again, 215-748-4578. This journey is not meant to be alone. Amen. Visit our website, TaylorTabernacle.com. Go to the Contact Us page. Click the box, I'm interested in becoming a Christian. Amen. Send us a short message. We'll be in touch. We'll go along with you on this journey. Amen. Come on, touch base with us now. Glory to His name. Amen. Call us. Look for us. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Amen. God is waiting for you. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for this service. Amen. You may be seated. We thank the Lord for this time. Glory to God. We just give Him praise. We're so thankful, amen, that He's keeping us even on unto this day. Glory to God. Stay with us. Come on, our sister Barbara Williams is coming. She's got more information for you. Lots going on at the tabernacle. Lots going on today. Lots going on this week. Stay in our midst. Amen, sister Barbara.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord for that word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, if you have a prayer request for us, you can visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and go to our prayer request page. Or you may call us here at the church, 215-748-4578, and leave a voicemail. Someone from our ministry will contact you as soon as possible. Remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook. As our minister, Puritan, said, there's lots going on here at the tabernacle, and we look forward to you joining us for each and every day. Amen. You can also email us and give us your email address, and we will include you in our constant contact list, and you will get updates on what's going on here at the tabernacle. Don't forget, if you change that email address, to also let us know so we can update that list and you can get current information from us. Amen. It's offering time in the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Let's give unto the Lord that which He has so richly given unto us. Hey, you can give either of three ways. You can give by text. You can text the code TAYLOR61 on your phone to number 73256. A link will come up, and you can follow those instructions to give that way. You may also give through our website, TaylorTabernacle.com/giving, and follow those instructions. Very simple. Or you may also give via U.S. mail. You can send check or money order. Please do not send cash through the U.S. mail. Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19139. For those of us gathering in the sanctuary and the overflow, to my right are two boxes in the window, and you may place your offering and your tithes and your donation contribution for our speaker this morning in those boxes as marked. As always, we thank you for your continued and liberal support of this ministry. We're going to call our Deacon Todd McCoy to come and give us our announcements of the week. As I said, we're headed to Open Door Baptist Church this morning at 10 a.m., and that address is 1632 North 26th Street. We hope that you are getting dressed and you're preparing to join us as we celebrate with them and join our pastor and support him this morning as he is our morning speaker. Immediately following our Deacon McCoy, we're going to call our Minister Curitan back to give us our benediction. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
I know it was on earlier. Amen. And I don't know why it went out, but it was on earlier. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to go through our announcements. First, the media ministry is seeking volunteers. So for audio and video, if you have young folks or adults and you're interested, we want you to reach out to us. Also with our social media, you can go to info at taylortabernacle.com. Find some information or reach out to Reverend Curitan about upcoming training. Amen. This is not just limited to our young folks, but if you're interested, please reach out to Reverend Curitan, okay? I have in our announcements today that the gardening class is also today. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do see some young folks. Lynn and David are here. I guess we will deal with that. Amen. Amen. Now, I do have on the announcements that, and Sister Barbara just mentioned, but I'm going to do it again. Pastor Ford is asking all members to join him on Sunday, October 17th, today, for the 72nd church anniversary at Open Door Baptist Church. If you missed it a moment ago, the address is 1632 North 26th Street in Philadelphia. Amen. 72nd anniversary. That's something to celebrate. Amen. Amen. That's a house where God has made his word available for 72 years. Amen. Amen. This month we are continuing with the Zoom calls with the pastor. This upcoming Friday, October 22nd, is the adults, so those age 37 to 65. The meeting ID in Zoom, 898-5429-1217. The passcode is 207791, and that's for this upcoming Friday for the adults Zoom meeting. Please put it on your calendar and call in. Now, on October 29th, it's the seniors meeting, and that's for those that are 66 and over, i.e. those that have been blessed with more than 66 years of life. Amen? Now, they get to do it via the church conference line, so they're not going to be Zooming, but they'll be calling into the church conference line, which is 775-799-9141. On October 24th, YLE is having its Lean on Me series, Building Relationship with God. Amen. That'll be from 11:30 to 1 p.m. I've got a nice flyer here, but that's the information I will give you for now. That's going to be via Zoom. And the ID and that further information will be sent to you coming up. Amen? As I'm doing my own little AV ministry here, trying to make sure that I have all the flyers that were attached this morning. Amen. Lest I forget, on October 31st, 2021, it's last Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., we're having the Harvest Festival. Amen? This will be a free outdoor event for the entire family, sponsored by Turning the Tide. Amen. There's going to be food, arts and crafts, treats, contests, giveaway, COVID-19 information and support. There will be gift bags given out to the first 20 kids who pre-register. They can register by going to www.turningthetide.com. Philly.org. That's all one thing. TURNINGTHETIDEPHILLY.org. Amen. Or by using a QR code, which is on the flyer, which I believe is also going to be handed out. Amen. Amen. So I'm trying to rush along so that we have the opportunity to get our way over to Open Door Baptist. Thank y'all for coming today. I'm going to call up our Reverend Curitan. He's going to give us our benediction, and then we will dismiss. Amen?
Amen. As we rise, so thankful for today, so thankful. Great day if we're able to get outside a little bit. Lord has been blessing us, amen, in that fashion. Pray that all of our families will be able to gather today and just enjoy one another. Amen. Go for a walk. Amen. Or something like that. Amen. We praise the Lord. So As we finish up today, let's continue with what God is doing in us and through us. Amen. Let's continue to look to the Lord. Let's continue to ask of Him. Amen. Don't give up on God. Amen. But continue to ask of Him, and He will hear you. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our gathering. Father, we thank you for those who have heard, and it didn't fall on deaf ears, but God, you warmed their ears. You opened their hearts today. And Father, we know the word will be of full effect. So Father, work with us. Be patient with us, oh God. Father, ask the saints to be patient with us, oh Lord. We know you're not done with us yet. But move in us, God. Continue this work until we meet you in heaven. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. See you, saints.